This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. The September WASDE report left analysts scratching their heads. We'll have more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
This month's WASDE report was not as friendly as projected, but the market still moved higher to end the week. A few factors, including the recent end of the old crop marketing year, may be influencing the markets in confusing directions. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride has more on this month's report.
Yeah, the adjustments actually, in the grand scheme of things, are more neutral than anything. On the beans, it was pretty much as expected. You had a slight decrease to yield. But you also saw a slight increase to harvested acres. At the end of the day, we raised ending stocks on the new crop to 300 million, which is only 10 million higher. On the corn side of things, we were looking for more friendly numbers than what we got. We were looking for about 100 million bushel decrease to ending stocks, bringing us down from that 2.1 billion area. But we did get the yield decrease. We decreased by 2.1 bushels to the acre, but we saw an increase of over a million acres added on to the harvested side of things, which means that at the end of the day, we only lowered by 7 million bushels. So, you know, what goes and looks like a bearish versus the estimates report, or in the grand scheme of things, a neutral report for corn, you get this kind of movement that's a little bit of a head scratcher here, where the corn and the beans are significantly higher up today.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.